Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Our next guest, Amanda Carpenter, is a former Cruz communications director when he was in the Senate and also now a CNN contributor. Amanda, I suggest you've been talking about this all night long on CNN, haven't you?
Yes, I'm just now getting back to my hotel room to get some sleep and go back tomorrow or today and do it some more.
All right. Well, let's talk. We just talked about it. We took a lot of calls. There's a passion on all sides of this issue. Let me ask the question this way to get things rolling. Amanda, what in Ted Cruz's speech last night contributed to the effort of defeating Hillary Clinton in November? Because I didn't see it.
Well, here's the thing. Voting your conscience should not be a controversial statement. People can read into that what they want to, because, listen, the Republican Party isn't about and shouldn't be about Donald Trump. People have to come to terms with where they stand on the issue of Donald Trump. There's a way in your mind you can get to a clear place in your conscience and support him. Go ahead and do that. But if you're not there, you shouldn't feel obligated to sacrifice your vote for someone who clearly hasn't earned it.
Okay, the question was, what did he say last night that helps defeat Hillary Clinton?
Why does Ted Cruz have to make the case for people to support Donald Trump?
I think at the Republican Party's convention, the part of the job here is to make sure that the Democrat doesn't win.
Sure, and I understand that it's a binary choice, as people are saying, but...
Do you, though? Because I don't think Ted Cruz gave us that message last night.
Discipline the people who are in power. This should be a disciplining exercise. Donald Trump has made no concessions to become a better man as presidential candidate. I would hope that this is a disciplining effort and a wake-up call for Donald Trump to be a better candidate. Ted Cruz could still give that endorsement later, but at this point in time, Donald Trump hasn't earned it, and he should recognize that this is a danger to his candidacy.
Amanda, look, I've said here this morning something I have not said before, because I tried to keep my personal opinion out of this as I was going forward about who I wanted to support. My first choice was Ted Cruz. I liked Ted Cruz. I wanted Ted Cruz to get the nomination. Ted Cruz didn't get the nomination. Ted Cruz also signed a pledge that said that he would endorse the nominee. The nominee is Donald Trump, and he didn't endorse him. So it says
to me...
And
you know what? We've learned a lot more about Donald Trump since that pledge was made. We have learned that Donald Trump has questioned a judge's ability to rule in court because of that judge's ethnicity. We have learned that Donald Trump has said that he would compel members of the military to engage in torture. There's some serious things that Donald Trump needs to rectify if he's going to lead the Republican Party.
But so a man's promise doesn't mean anything to you, Amanda? A man gives his word that he's going to endorse somebody and he doesn't, and that's okay with you?
What do you mean?
He gave his word that he was going to endorse the nominee.
Donald Trump has destroyed his own word on any number of issues. When that pledge was made, Ted Cruz didn't know that Donald Trump was going to be a man like that. And I don't think anybody knew.
All right. So why don't you do what Jeb Bush did and just stay away?
Donald Trump invited him. Why did Donald Trump invite him? But also, this is the question that the party faces. The Republican Party is in absolute crisis. Ted Cruz wasn't going to stand on the sidelines. He chose to go to the convention and talk to the people in the party who have deep reservations about Donald Trump. We have to hold our own party accountable.
Yeah.
Why isn't Donald Trump becoming a better candidate? Why do we have to keep sacrificing and covering for this man who lies on a daily basis?
Amanda, let me ask you this. I find this to be, I think you're right. I think the party is in a bit of a crisis. And I think what we saw manifest itself on the floor last night is something that's been bubbling all week long. And we've all seen it. It just hasn't been in front of the cameras as vividly as it was last night. This is an interesting moment for Donald Trump tonight. From your perspective as an analyst of these things, what could Donald Trump do tonight? He actually does have an opportunity. And I hearken back to 1976, Ronald Reagan and Gerald Ford, when Gerald Ford famously invited Reagan up on the platform with him on that final night. Now, I don't think Trump will do that, but is there something he could do or say tonight that could actually turn this into a positive?
It would, well, I mean, Donald Trump, it would have to be a gradual exercise. I mean, look at the story that's playing out right now. Donald Trump gave an interview saying that he's going to scale back NATO commitments again, while just hours before, Mike Pence was talking about the importance of NATO. Why do we have to deal with this stuff on a daily, if not hourly, basis, where he contradicts people who are in the party supporting him right now? I mean, he will not be a successful president if this continues. He has to stop. He has to commit to a platform other people can understand. Because if we don't know what Donald Trump stands for and what he's going to do, we will never, ever be unified, because you can't unify around a person or an idea that you do not know.
Well, you know what they say, that a party or an institution that's divided against itself cannot stand. And that certainly is where Republicans are tonight, especially after this, you know, what Ted Cruz did last night. He didn't do anything to put salve on the wound.
That was going on regardless. Well, just because it played out in front of a TV camera doesn't mean it wasn't already happening.
Yeah, and Amanda, listen, I actually think Ted Cruz's speech was fantastic. I loved it, and it spoke to conservatives. It spoke to conservative values. I understand why people are angry. I understand people are blaming Ted Cruz. I think there is some blame to go around to the delegates who acted in a very classless way as well. It's a mess, and Amanda, that's why we're in the business of talking about it.
All right, well, Amanda.
Yeah, I mean, it totally is a mess, but I mean, there is a responsibility. Why Donald Trump and his campaign, it's not just him. They have to come to terms with the fact that they're the leaders of the Republican Party. It's not a threat. Get in line behind me. The choice is Satan or Satan Light, and I'm Satan Light, so you better support me.
Amanda,
He can be better than that.
I know. All right, we got to leave it there. We're going to be talking about it all morning long, but we are out of time right now. Amanda Carpenter, always good to have you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.